Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, week two. We are trudging along.
Week two.
Yeah. And this week, you named your heartbeat.
How are you going?
Yeah. You named your heartbeat, It's Not Too Late.
That's what I mean. How are you going with it?
Which I think is a good reminder because, yes, like we can always improve. And if you feel like you've, you know, haven't started yet, well, it's not too late.
Well, it's like I have a few friends and I'll say, so how's your Christmas shopping going? And they say, I haven't started yet.
Mm.
And I go, week two. Oh, well, it's not too late. Still got time.
Hey, for Dad, New Year's Eve
is the night
I mean, not
before.
New Year's Eve. I meant Christmas Eve.
not too late. No, that's right.
No, it's not too late. And I think it's a good time also for a reminder that even though we might actually be getting the practical things ready.
What about the spiritual things?
Yeah, what about our hearts? And this week really is all about that interior conversion of our
hearts
for this Christmas.
I immediately think of last week's challenge was do something different, extra.
Extra, yep.
Have we done that extra thing?
Mm.
And if you haven't, then let's really contemplate and think, what's something extra that I could do? You might think of it. The Holy Spirit might nudge you and think it. You might read about something that someone else does and think that's a good idea. Just say, Lord, this extra thing I'm doing for you. It's like I love it when Bruce goes, I'm going to pray. And he says, before he sits down on the chair, he says, Lord, I'm sitting in this chair for you right now. It's not because I need to rest and tired of my legs or it's I'm spending time with you. And I think that even that deliberate attitude is like an extra.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not prayer related, but lately when I've been going to the gym and doing a class, when I've started doing the class, I've said, God, may my exercise glorify you as I exercise today. Yeah, I know. But I think he's probably just laughing at me attempting all the moves. But why not?
But I'm our whole body, our whole life should glorify
him. But I have been like in just those moments, God, as I exercise today, would it glorify you? And thank you that I can use my body.
Yes.
So I think like doing those things is good, is important. And reconnects us with God, because often that's why I think sometimes we say it. It's a reminder for us.
Yes.
That, you know, there's God there in our lives. Yeah. Now, so we're focusing on, are we getting our hearts ready? And we're looking at our interior hearts. But you shared the story of the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. And I think you gave a new perspective or a good perspective. And maybe you asked a question out loud that many of us have thought before but haven't wanted to say.
Yeah.
And that was, why didn't the five who were wise, why didn't they just share their oil?
I've always thought they were very mean, very mean.
Yeah.
If I had someone come to me and said, oh, can I have half of yours? I'd go, yeah, okay.
Mm.
But it's not physical oil in a lamp.
Mm.
It's my Holy Spirit, internal spiritual oil.
Mm.
And I can't really share that with anybody. I can point them to get receiving the Holy Spirit themselves, where to find the oil, how to get it, how to use it, because that's just how I've learned.
But you can't give them your own.
No, I can't. Yeah. Mm. You just can't. I can't give someone else my own faith.
Mm.
I can encourage them to walk in faith. I can share them with the scriptures. I can point them to Jesus. I can pray for them. I can help them in that regard. But I can't actually literally physically get the faith that's in me and then plant it in somebody else.
Mm.
You can't.
Mm.
But you can ask the Holy Spirit to come. And the first thing is asking.
Mm.
Holy Spirit, oil of the living God, would you come and plant yourself within me?
Mm.
That's the start.
Mm. And so in Advent, if we're preparing our hearts for the coming of Jesus, that's the starting point to ask the Holy Spirit to come.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's not too late.
Mm.
Just ask him. and then see where he grows and expands you, and he fills you with all the gifts, but then those gifts or abilities come up to be used when you need it. When I need perseverance, when I need kindness, when I need, you know, peace, when I, you know, like all the things that you need, he's going to plant it in you and grow and develop them.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions that I've written down here is which area in your life needs work? And I think you actually asked that question during the heartbeat. And I think that ties in with like last week's challenge that you talked about then, about we need to do something extra and ask, you said just at the beginning of this podcast, ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you could do extra. And that's what I've written down for the weekly challenge this week, is which area in your life needs work? Ask the Holy Spirit. So like they're connected there in that maybe you're doing the extra is doing it in the area of your life that you need some more work.
Yes, and I know a beautiful lady who is, I would say, an early Christian, and she goes, I'm so overwhelmed by there's so much I need to fix in my life. And I said to her, ask the Holy Spirit which area to concentrate on right now. Because if you try and do it all, you'll be so overwhelmed, you'll probably throw up your hands in the air and give up. But if you go, Holy Spirit, where are you guiding me? What are you showing to me what I need? And it's not necessarily fixed where I need you to help me more. He will. So always come back to God, come back to his help, because we're not doing it in our own ability. The oil that we need is from the Holy Spirit. It's actually not me going to the shops and buying it and filling myself up.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit filling me up. So let's fall back on him and ask him.
Makes me think of Dad in one of his messages recently said that like when we're in a situation, we're overwhelmed, we don't know what to do about it, we should actually turn to God and ask him, God, what are you going to do about it? Like,
yes.
Because it is all about him and he has the answers. And so that even though we need to rely on him, we have to be like, no, God, you have the answers. Well, what are you going
to
do?
It's bringing to light the scripture where it says, when I am weak, you are strong. It's facing the fact I am weak. Lord, I am weak. I need your strength. It's humbling ourselves, you know, reducing the pride that's in us. That's often some people, I don't want help. Lord, I need help. And falling back upon God. And God is going to come to your aid because he cannot stop himself with a merciful cry. If you're, you know, he has compassion in his heart and love and he'll come to you.
Yeah, very much so. So that's the weekly challenge. Is to think about which area in your life needs the Holy Spirit right now. Which area do you need to focus on? And ask the Holy Spirit to come and show you that. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat. And remember, it's not too late to start preparing your hearts this Advent. We look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.